Coming in shortly, Assembly Democratic Leader Gordon Hintz will join us on the program. We'll get his reaction to a Republican proposal that would limit the governor's partial veto powers. Republican introducing a constitutional amendment to prohibit the governor from increasing funding levels in bills that appropriate money. That move comes after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto powers last week to increase funding for K through 12 schools by $65 million in the state budget. That's coming up next. Farmers in Wisconsin say a wet spring and summer pushing back their harvest timelines. The old saying, corn is knee high by the 4th of July. There are some fields where corn is just a couple of inches high. And that's across the entire state. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Dairy and Livestock Agent Tina Coleman. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. And of course, dairy farmers in Fond du Lac County and across Wisconsin use corn to feed their cows. So the big question is if, and there are some farmers who haven't even gotten out into the field to plant their corn yet, or are just doing so as we speak. And you probably know some of those farmers.
Yes, unfortunately, with the very, very wet spring, everything's delayed. Corn planting, alfalfa harvesting, which is another major staple in our dairy rations. Soybeans are so delayed. There are, as you said, fields that aren't even touched yet. So this is going to have a huge impact on our dairy as well as our cash crop farmers throughout the county and the state, as you mentioned.
I was talking with the president of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Doug Rebout, who's a farmer in southeast Wisconsin, and he's never seen anything like this.
Right, and I've been in Wisconsin 20 years, and I've never seen anything like this. And this really does, I remember one year earlier in my career where it just rained and rained into mid-June, and my stomach was kind of doing a flip-flop for the farmers because they couldn't get into the field to get their first crop haylage. But most of them had the corn planted in May. This year is even worse because not only was alfalfa harvest delayed by 2 weeks, corn planting was delayed even up to a month. So we are very fortunate, like right in that first part of June, people were able to get on first crop alfalfa. Early part of June was the first time we can get into the fields if they were lucky. A lot of people got their corn planted as late as the last weekend in June. But we still have a lot of farms that did not get the corn they need for their cows. As you had mentioned, corn and corn silage is a major staple or foundation for our dairy rations. We had some farms last year because of last year's late spring as well as wet fall that did not have enough corn silage to carry them through and have been buying corn silage and waiting until this fall to start into the new crop. So they're already having a look and secure for silage, but now with farms not being able to plant the corn silage they need, we probably will be in a deficit of corn silage across the state. And that is huge because, again, it's a major staple for the operations. And as you know, milk prices have been low for the last 4 to 5 years. So that means that's not a lot of income coming in. And if we have additional expenses to purchase quality feeds, that is going to really hurt our dairy industry, which will ultimately hurt our communities as these dairy operations look at exits.
So our farmers, what's going to happen to the farmers who are planting their corn right now? Are they going to be able to harvest? What are they going to end up harvesting before the snow comes out?
Right. So ideally with corn silage, because we still cut or chop that corn silage while it's still green, that corn stalk, and as long as there's a cob with kernels on it, and we wait till it dries down to about 65% moisture. So we do our dry downs in the fall to let people know when the optimal time to harvest that corn. So we have a small window for corn silage. So as long as we have a lot of heat, which last week you could almost watch the corn grow, and it's amazing that we did some fields did reach knee-high by the 4th of July. But you could just watch that corn grow during the day last week with the heat. If we continue having heat, rain at the proper time, and we have a long fall, meaning that extends our growing season into later into September, we'll be able to get corn silage off and have a good quality forage. Corn for grain, though, will be a different story because that needs to be planted earlier in the year because it needs more days to mature, and then we harvest that later in the season. So that will be a challenge in regards to having enough corn for grain.
Whatever they get, they get.
Whatever they get, they get. Now, some alternatives, farmers have been working with their agronomists and their nutritionists looking for alternative forages that they could plant in place of corn silage or looking at different sources to start securing in case we'll be short. We also have the opportunity to do what's called preventative plant, which is a program through USDA where they'll get some insurance on it that they plant so that we protect the soil when we couldn't get our regular crop in. And there's some opportunities that were changed this within the last couple of weeks, some opportunities that corn and soybeans can be considered a cover crop. So if we can get those in still, which is now getting really late for that, then there's some other types of forages that I'm not as familiar with growing season that could be used in place of that and harvested as early September 1. So there are some opportunities, thinking really outside the box for our farmers and their agronomists and their nutritionists, of planting something that maybe they could have ready in September and be able to use as a feed source for their cattle.
All right. But the higher feed costs, soybean meal, protein grain, I mean, this is all going to make it tough for dairy farmers.
It is going to be tough, and our farms have been very resilient. They've tightened their belts. They've watched the bottom line, their pennies, and really become more efficient in producing the milk that they sell to our processing plants and eventually end up on our kitchen tables. But when we have added unexpected costs, like potentially more protein because we don't have as high-quality alfalfa, if we don't have energy, we'll have to purchase that. If we don't have the corn silage come through, what was good though, even though we had a late alfalfa harvest for the first crop, we did get a lot of tonnage, so even it may be lower quality, but not terribly bad. Our farms like to have it finished at 180 relative feed value, which is how we measure quality. Samples are coming back at 150, which is still good for cattle, and perhaps maybe adjusting the ration to be a higher alfalfa haylage diet versus corn silage might be an option too.
What is the impact of all of this going to be for dairy prices at the grocery store?
I just can't predict. Nobody can predict that because we have a part of the problem. Our prices are so low. We have a surplus of milk on the market, and so you're seeing that in the grocery store as you buy your gallon of milk. It's less than $2 a gallon. In a lot of places, your Pick and Saves and your Piggly Wiggly's with like $1.79, $1.89 a gallon. So because we have a surplus of milk, I don't know how, it really depends on milk production. If milk production decreases or there's a higher demand for milk from the consumer, they'll see the prices rise in the grocery store. But until then, I don't know if the feed cost or the feed supply that the cattle need, I don't know what kind of impact that will have down the road short term in the next within a year. But we keep going like this. We're going to have more farms exiting because of finances, or maybe not the next generation able to take over the farming operation. And long term, we may see prices of milk increase as we are slowly losing farms.
All right. Not good news, but hopefully this hot, dry weather will continue and farmers can get back on track and salvage what has been a lot of uncertainty, I guess, is probably the best word for farmers this growing season. Tina Coleman, Dairy and Livestock Extension Agent. Tina, make sure to log on and get your Farm Aid 2019 concert tickets. They go on sale Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a lot of great, great performers that will be there to help support our farm communities.
Thanks, Tina.
All right. Thanks, Greg.